Welcome to Advanced Automation, a podcast by Calvary Robotics, where you'll find industry leaders and experts sharing their thoughts on the world of automation.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening. I'm Josh Gravel, your host for this installment of Advanced Automation. Today, we have with us Marcus Taylor, the engineering manager and lead engineer for Framing Tech. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so today we're going to be talking about the bones or the base, the frame, if you will, of most automation systems, right? But before we dive into that, I kind of want you to take us through what it is, what Framing Tech is, you know, how what people who don't aren't familiar want the refresh. Tell us all about Framing Tech.
Sure. So we're actually a pretty diverse company. We do supply aluminum extrusions for the framing and guarding of a lot of your machines, but we also supply things like paneling and other components that go with along with the frames.
Awesome. And, you know, from kind of like how long has the company been around for, where the headquarters, where they're based out of, all that kind of stuff?
Sure. We only have one location and it's based right here in Rochester. We're only about 20 minutes from Calvary, but we do service the entire country. But we were founded over 20 years ago by the two owners who are still currently active in the business. They're here on a day-to-day basis. Many people that interact with the company would know Chris Hill. He's the sales side of things. And then Jim is the operations side of things.
Wonderful. And for a staff size, roughly how many, you know, people are in the company?
Sure. We're just under 40 people, not including our two shop dogs.
And what are the dogs' names? I need to know the dogs' names.
We got Malik and Ollie.
Malik and Ollie. All right. I might have to take a trip over and pet them if that's allowed.
Absolutely. We're certainly welcome. We welcome visitors all the time.
Good. Seeing a dog wagging's tail, you know, it's the best thing. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Marcus. I know you have some history with Calvary even, but, you know, take us back to schooling and everything.
Yeah. So, I actually grew up in Pennsylvania. So, I went to Penn State and got my degree in mechanical engineering. I also played soccer there. And then after there, moved up to the Rochester area where my first job was actually at Guardian Glass in Geneva. And from there progressed through, ended up at Calvary from 2013 to 2018 and learned how to do machine design. And from there moved on to LSI Solutions in Victor, where I was the engineering manager there, where we designed tools for heart surgery. So that was quite the difference in industry. And then the opportunity arose to come over to Framing Tech, and it was kind of a natural move. Having been at Calvary and some other places like LSI where I used the product as well, I had been using the product for over 10 years by the time I got here. So
sure.
It was kind of a natural move for me. And now I lead a team of four full-time engineers here.
So what's your kind of day-to-day and what are your missions kind of daily that you have to deal with?
We have a pull system in our workflow. So when customers approach us and they want us to do a job for them, it goes into a queue and the engineers pull from that queue. And it can be anything from B2C customer, someone who orders direct from us, all the way up to a very, very large frame for Calvary.
Awesome. That kind of segues us perfectly into things, kind of working with Framing Tech as the customer. So it can be the end user, it can be systems integrator, whatever it is, doesn't matter. So do you guys, how does it, is it usually the prints come to you guys or you kind of sometimes work with us to help design both? How does it work working with Framing Tech?
So we get everything from napkin sketches to CAD designs that are done the way that we would do them. Calvary is one of those customers who uses our weldment profiles from libraries that we've delivered to you guys. And it makes it very easy to translate what the designer has intended to what the finished product is. However, we deal with plenty of customers that aren't tech savvy or don't have the technology to draw things in CAD. And we're happy to help those customers too. And everything in between.
Oh, that's great. When you talked about your library kind of your products or designs, is that part of fall under your lead that you help kind of build that library? Is that the idea?
Sure. We have CAD files available for all of our profiles and accessories. But if a company is going to switch or start using our products, we can deliver all those things in a package so that it makes it easy for them to design with, where they can simply drag and drop or click lines and draw the profiles in.
Awesome. What's the typical lead time? I know it's going to be varied by what the order is, but what kind of lead times do you guys usually have to deal with?
Sure. This is one of the biggest differentiators of Framing Tech within the industry. We like to quote within 3 days, and we like to ship within 3 to 4 weeks, regardless. And that's for a fully assembled product, regardless of size. Obviously, if it's a massive job, it might go a little further than that, but we are a job shop and everything we do is custom and we're built to be fast.
That's great. Now Calvary being a system integrator, what other type of industries are some of the ones that you guys work in predominantly, or ones that, you know, might surprise the audience?
Sure. We have about as a diverse customer base as, you know, Calvary does. Everything from automotive, medical, kind of you name it when it comes to, you know, those big branded buckets. But we also do a lot of customer driven projects where, hey, I want a entertainment center for my basement. Or one of the biggest ones that surprises a lot of people is fish tank stands, aquarium stands.
Oh, wow.
We had a customer do a YouTube video a long time ago, and it's still catching on. And we continue to deliver fish tank stands, and it's an excellent application for our material.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, what about anything in the industry of like entertainment, like for, you know, stages or concerts, stuff like that? Does that fall into your buckets?
Yeah, they're less frequent, but I think it's a good time to point out that in the history of Framing Tech, we've had over 8,000 different customers. Wow. So you can imagine how diverse that customer base becomes when you have just that many customers. There's new hot trends like sim rigs for racing, simulation. But it's everything from carts to workbenches, industrial stuff to we built an awning for a customer for outside their home over a patio. So
that's cool. So, I mean, especially I know I hear from the engineers here, you know, the applications, mechanical design, all the engineers really, that what they like about Calvary is that it's, you know, one day you're working in medical, the next it's green tech, whatever. So I got to imagine that's fulfilling for you guys in that sense too, where you might be doing an awning, then you're doing something for medical. It's got to keep you kind of on your toes, and it's not just one product after another, right?
Yeah. You could bounce from one to the next within the same day. So it certainly keeps you, the engineers, on their toes.
That's great. So then for the repeats, you pretty much, if you already designed it, then if they're like, we just want to order X amount, you guys just can kind of churn it out on as a needed basis, right?
Yeah. It doesn't happen too frequently, but we love our repeat jobs. We do have a customer that orders direct from us and we ship to all over the country for them, a particular design. And that works really well. We ship those in kits and they're put together on site.
You guys will do pre-assembled or just send parts. Is that correct as well? It kind of depending on what the customer's asking.
Yeah. So we ship in mainly three different ways. If you're ordering parts, that's obvious. They just go into a box. They get shipped to you, the customer, directly. But if you're ordering aluminum extrusion from us, it can come in a kit form where all the pieces, parts are labeled, and it comes with a drawing, and you can put it together yourself. Our quick connectors enable anybody who can put together a piece of IKEA furniture to assemble one of our kits in their house. The other way is sub-assembled, and we use that a lot for larger assemblies like wall panels, things that won't fit on a truck or just need to be secured on site. And then the last way is fully assembled, which we often deliver to Calvary. The machine guarding is just basically put over the machine and it's done. It's complete, ready to go.
Right. And then for the customer support, say I got that for my house and I was like, I thought I could handle this. What happens then? You guys help us out?
Oh, absolutely. Between the sales group and the engineering group, we're here to help everybody. Many times when we have, for example, fish tank customers, they get it into their house and they're like, I don't like the panel color that I chose, or I want the door to hinge the other way, or whatever it may be. But we're here to support everybody from top to bottom.
Awesome. So it gets very customizable from the sound of it. That's what I'm taking away, to like from size to color to all that, really, right?
Everything we do is custom. We don't pre-build anything. And everything, even our solutions page on the website, is really just meant to inspire people for ideas. Everybody wants that, but this wide, or this, but this deep, and this with a shelf or a different color panel. We are top to bottom built to handle those requests. We cut everything to order and ship it out that way.
Great. So you might've talked about a little bit, but what would you say is kind of a nice boilerplate statement for the first time customer coming to Framing Tech saying like, how do I work? What do I do to get going with this? Or what do you need from me? Or what would you recommend best, you know, practices?
Sure. Unlike some companies, our sales at Framing Tech email is a live email address that you can get in direct contact with our sales department, and you can send them everything from a napkin sketch, a pencil drawing, to a conglomerate of pictures of just something you saw that you liked. And then we can interpret that into a framing assembly, and then we'll send an approval drawing and make sure that's what the design intent was, and then fabricate it from there.
So new features, offerings from Framing Tech, anything that's kind of coming out or your, you know, next level stuff that you want to talk about?
Sure. We have a couple of unique things. One is motion. So we're starting to incorporate and getting a lot of requests for actuator related frames, mostly in the form of ergonomic solutions. So maybe I need a workbench that needs two different work heights. We have a solution that's kind of like a lift desk, but an industrialized version. Or I need to move a bench or a shelf up and down, or whatever it may be. So that's something we're getting into. We just delivered a frame to a customer that deals with LED lighting, and they had a 20-foot long frame that needed to move up and down, and we delivered that to them with four lift columns, and each column is able to hold 500 pounds. So it really opens the door for large applications like that, with these new control systems and the ease of use of integration. The other thing we have is a new product coming out. It's called Framing Tube, which is a round profile. A lot of the trade name is basically Lean Tube, but a lot of people are familiar with that product, but it's a round profile with connectors and they just bolt together. It's a really easy way to integrate lean workflows into manufacturing settings.
Very interesting. A lot of that stuff come from the customers, you guys on site, collaboration between, you know, customers and Framing Tech?
Yeah, basically from every angle. We really, you know, the phones are active, the emails are active, they come in. I was just on a customer visit where they said, you tell us how you can help us. And we were happy to go travel down there and, hey, it looks like you need a workbench here. You can make this more ergonomic, or, we can organize this in a different way. And yeah, it really comes from all places, but we're also happy to help, go on site and measure things and make sure do everything from top to bottom.
Could you tell me what either one of your favorite, you know, case studies of sorts, or one of our more interesting, unique ones? What one stands out to you?
Sure. We recently did a project for actually my alma mater, LSI, where they had a very unique application where their molding department, it has many, many machines and not a lot of space. Medical in general is interesting to begin with. You have to have, this was HEPA filter enclosure. You have to have smooth sides on the inside to keep things clean. It has to be wiped down. But in this particular case, it also had to be mobile, and it also had to be collapsible. So their requirement was, I want it to go over this molding machine, but then I want to be able to put it to the side when I'm not using it. So that was one of those situations where we went and visited them, measured everything up, and then did all the engineering and then shipped them a full frame that did just that.
That's great. I love it. All right. Well, anything you might want to add that we haven't talked about yet before we close things out?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is anytime someone comes and visits, which we encourage highly, people don't realize just how many different things that we can do. We have extrusion, that's true, but we also have a water jet machine that has a 5x10 bed. We have a CNC press brake machine, an 8-foot CNC press brake. We have an 8x12 CNC router that we cut all our paneling material on. And we also have a brand new 24-foot bed, 5-axis machining center specifically made for extrusions. So the breadth of projects that we can take on is much wider than most people assume. And almost every frame we send out has some sort of paneling, but I don't think people realize that within those paneling options, there's different colors, there's different finishes, there's hundreds of options. Calvary does a very, very good job of taking advantage of our smooth-sided profiles. It results in a product that looks really nice from the outside. It almost looks like it doesn't have any fasteners. It's very clean on the outside. That's what we strive to do and deliver to customers, is that good-looking frame that it looks like we went the extra mile. We cared about what it looked like at the end of the day. We have over 120 profiles on the shelf here that we can deliver. And we really do take the extra time to make things look nice, and we use a lot of those to do so.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you can tell from our machines, that's we can see that for sure. And is there a good place that people could see some just on your website examples of past work and all the different options you guys kind of offer?
Sure, the website's a good place, framingtech.com. We also try to post regularly on LinkedIn.
Okay.
So you can find us on there. And if you want to end up on our mailing list, please email us. We have a newsletter that goes out as well.
Great. So head over to it's just framingtech.com. Is that okay? And if they want to, talk to you personally, what go on LinkedIn, go just go to the website, same thing, or
Yeah, or can you email me directly, mtaylor@framingtech.com as well.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us about framing tech today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a really good full circle moment for me.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I appreciate it. And I just want to say to make sure to subscribe to Advanced Automation wherever you get podcasts. You can head over to calvaryrobotics.com to listen to other episodes, watch Calvary TV. You can check out our blog, lots of great content under our resources tab. Have a great day.